Do you spend a lot of time in planes, trains, and automobiles? Then you should try an audiobook. Audiobooks can help you read on the go. And Penguin Random House Audio offers innovative professional tips from successful business influencers such as Charles Duhigg and Sheryl Sandberg, or turn off your work mode and relax with a novel by Jonathan Kellerman or Steve Barry. Visit tryaudiobooks.com for more listening suggestions.
New rules from the government could have a huge effect on the way you save for retirement. Details coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal reports that this week the government is expected to release final regulations that will require brokers who get paid fees and commissions providing retirement investment advice to act solely in the best interest of the investor. Jason Zweig wrote the story in the Wall Street Journal. Jason, first, what was the previous standard by which brokers had to abide?
Well, previously, a broker advising on rolling over a 401k or other retirement plan into an IRA only had to ensure that the investments were what's called suitable. And that could include investments that carried a high commission or also assets that might raise the potential for conflicts of interest. And under the new rules, brokers have to act in the best interests of the client and have to seek to avoid all conflicts and to disclose any that they aren't able to avoid.
What could be the result of such a change?
Well, we talk about a few things in our story. I think the biggest, most immediate result will be that there's a variety of assets that were often recommended to people doing IRA rollovers. Things like hedge funds, private equity funds, non-traded real estate investment trusts, even some small business companies. And what a lot of those assets have in common is that they aren't traded in public markets. And under the new rule, it's going to be much more difficult for brokers to recommend non-traded assets. So I would definitely expect that sort of activity to decline. Also, commissions are much more problematic than they used to be. So retirement investors should expect to pay fees instead. And then I think the final change is that investors will be pushed more and more into low-cost funds and also index funds that track all the assets in a market.
How much money are we talking about overall? For instance, how big is the amount of money in IRAs and 401ks? Also, I wonder how much it could save investors who have been paying fees and commissions. And also, what could be the cost to Wall Street brokerages? Sorry.
Those are three questions. So, first of all, total assets in IRAs are about $7 trillion. That's with a TR. And total assets in 401k and similar retirement plans are over $6 trillion. So when you add those numbers up, it's about $14 trillion at stake here in total. The Department of Labor has estimated that the potential savings to the investing public from this rule could be $4 billion or more per year. Wall Street, not surprisingly, disputes those numbers and says the cost might even go up. It's our view that whether your costs go up or down depend largely on how much money you have to invest, where it's invested now, and where it's likely to move. I think most middle-class to upper-middle-class people are likely to see their investing costs go down, maybe substantially. And there's even the potential for Wall Street firms to make more money than they used to, even though initially the rules will be expensive for them to comply with.
How significant is the fact that these regulations are coming from the Labor Department as opposed to regulators?
Well, the Labor Department specifically regulates retirement and pension assets. And the Labor Department has been concerned for many years that people who do these rollovers from a 401k or other employer retirement account into an IRA may be getting conflicted or unnecessarily expensive advice. So although other regulators like the Securities and Exchange Commission have been looking at this issue for a while, the Department of Labor simply was the one that moved first. And bear in mind, they've been working on this for over 6 years. It's a very complicated rule, and getting it right, or even close to right, took the better part of a decade. So that may help explain why no other regulator moved first.
Jason, what is likely to be the pushback in all this?
Well, we would expect that private companies, as well as some trade groups or business lobbying organizations, will probably sue. Most people we have spoken with in Washington and in the financial industry are saying that they think the rule in the end is likely to stand, and that the lawsuits might slow down the process of adoption, but probably won't stop it. And I think that's, at this point, not a bad guess as to where it would come out. And we would expect that firms will have to be in compliance with the rule by the beginning of 2017.
Well, we'll just have to stay tuned. Jason Zweig of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our podcast shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner from the news desk at The Wall Street Journal.